from the UK, broadcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Mic Drop Club, hosted by Douglas Hamandiche. Message received.
Message received.
You do not need to know what you need.
What you need.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Just engage with the podcast feed.
Providing weekly insights into cool stuff we've read, saw, did, or heard about what made us say, wow, eureka, damn, nothing is off limits. If it motivates and inspires you to reach your goals, then it shall be discussed. Featuring guest interviews from high performers and people of influence, and weekly awards for the best mic drop moment. This podcast is guaranteed to leave you pumped up for the week ahead. Don't just live life, make life boom.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Mic Drop Club with your boy, the one and only Douglas Hamandiche, with my co-host in the house,
yeah,
Jingo. And today of all days, again, it's not your average day. I am blessed. I'm with the king. I would say I'm back in the ends. I'm back to a place whereby I grew up. I spent all my young years in this neighborhood.
For sure.
And very few people can really lay claim to giving back value to the people.
Mm.
You know, not only coming onto the scene with a brand, but inspiring the youth. You know, the youth are going to be the elders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very soon. You
sure.
know what I mean? We're closer to 2050 than we are to whatever it was a few years back. So we're not going to be around then times.
Yeah.
So how we treat the young kids, what seeds we plant in their heads, we're doing it for ourselves because they're the ones going to be looking after us.
Carrying the torch, basically. Yeah,
most definitely. Yeah. So I'm here with the king. And just outside, just give you a visual, just outside was my stomping ground. You know, Thornheath, on the pond, whatever you want to call it, after gentrification.
Yeah.
I spent all my time at that bus station. Two doors down, three doors down, there used to be a kebab shop.
Mm.
I clocked Shinobi, one man. Just there, all my school dinner money was spent there. So I am blessed. I have the one and the only Dexter Sims, the founder, the creator, the originator of this whole concept. In the ends, in Thornton Heath, giving back to the people more than what he receives.
Mm.
So Dexter. Yeah.
Yes.
What up?
I'm here, man.
You're good.
Welcome.
You're good.
I'm good, man.
You're good.
Thank you for having me again.
Do you know what? It's a blessing. Like last time we were together, we bought fire.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to just say is that was just like a strike of the match. Yeah.
Warm-up.
You know, yeah, it's just a warm up because we were just getting to understand where our minds were connecting.
Yeah.
And some things, it's like some songs. You only get the lyrics like months later.
Yeah, months. Thinking of years later.
There were bars.
This is
one of those ones.
Yeah.
I go back and I listen to that, the 140 rule meets Muller Cake on that platform. I was like, wow, we said a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes people take a long time to digest all the nuggets, all the pearls of wisdom that we're dropping that day.
Yeah.
So it's my hope, my goal for this session is to bring back the fire, Put your feet to the fire, Anybody out there who is kind of like on the fence, and you know what happens if you sit on the fence and don't make decisions, just ask Jeremy Corbyn. Sorry. You have to be a leader. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
There's no neutral on a moving train. Right here, we discuss real issues, okay? And you will be inspired. You will be left with certain things that you can just take away from yourself and say, do you know what, boom. If I'm going to do one thing different, let it be that thing for this week and then see if I get results.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. So Dexter, it's been possibly our anniversary, a year since the last time we spoke.
For real?
Yeah. And we're doing this as a video blog as well. And a YouTube thing as well as a podcast, right?
For those of you who just took the audio,
I'm just looking in admiration at the awards.
Yo, I feel it in the room.
There was.
I feel like this is warming up.
We can't just bring him in.
Ah, yeah, for sure.
So first thing first, set the scene.
Set the standards, set the scenes in that.
What awards are there? Go for the awards.
Craydon Business Excellence Award 2019. Winner, Dexter Simmons Muller Cake.
Most
Entrepreneur of the year. Entrepreneur of the year.
Of the year. Of which there are 365 days in the year. Yeah, this is not anything meek or anything that you should look at them. Oh, anyone can win. Not anybody can win this award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know how many businesses are in Craydon?
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
They talk about entrepreneurship. Yeah. A lot of people don't even understand what that word actually means to be
self-made. Self-made. Self-made.
We design ourselves.
Yeah. Most definitely. This is the person that put the chisel to his soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. To his flesh. Yeah. And cultivated the ideas in his mind and made them crystallize into something that right now, me, Jingo, we're sitting in his room. Yeah. In his throne room. Because from here, he presides over a lot of things that's influencing people within the community. So yeah, big up for the Croydon Business of Excellence Awards 2019. What else do we have here? We got the Croydon Business Excellence Awards again, 2018. So two years running.
Mm.
Some of you follow football and you big up Man City for winning the Premier League twice. No, it's not easy, right?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm never gonna just let you blow my trumpet that big, but this one here actually came second place, so it says highly commended. So in 2018, I came second place, highly commended, and as a person in life, I always strive to do better.
Yeah.
So what better to do next year than to come first place? So you
For
know.
Sure. Sure. It's only a stepping stone. It's only a stepping stone. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so 2018 came second, 2019 we came first. So, you know.
Sure, for sure.
Let's see what happens.
And that's where we drop bombs, because a lot of people, they take second. And we live in a society whereby, what does second actually mean? Third. Took a look at any sports. Yeah, only one team can win.
Yeah.
But it's what you do if you don't come first that defines who you are.
Yeah.
You know? So Muller's been chasing.
Yeah, chasing.
He's been chasing. You know what I mean? And that, this is a combination of chasing. And Muller's going to talk about timing.
Yeah.
So I was, as I set up this conversation, he was talking to one of his brethren, right? Mm. Talking about timing. Yeah. So let's actually bring
time
that to you right now. What do you mean, and what does timing mean for you?
Yeah.
Timing means everything. Obviously, when you're growing up, you don't actually understand that timing means everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I've put business to the test, I've realized that timing is everything, because I've always been ahead of my time, not knowing I was ahead of my time.
Yeah.
I just always thought people just wasn't listening. But what I realized is that I was a bit too advanced. So even if you take for when I first registered my first entertainment company in 2003, my whole vision was where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, Stormzy at the Brits.
Wow.
Intent, you know, making films.
Yeah.
My Man Yesterday winning BAFTAs. You know, I've had my entertainment company on the curtains of the BAFTAs.
Wow.
That was way advanced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I paid for that BAFTA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not the BAFTA award, as in the location.
Yeah.
Because I sponsored a film, a short film at the time.
Mm.
But again, I was doing things that was out of the box. I was doing things that was advanced. I was a clothing line sponsoring films, paying for BAFTAs.
Yeah.
Not understanding, well, people didn't understand what I was doing with branding.
Branding, the triangulation there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Each one feeding one. The triangle there, the three things you were doing.
Versatile.
There.
Yeah. So versatile, yeah.
Have you always had that enterprising, visionary? Because some people are so visionaries, they live in their head so much, they never get out of their
head. They never get out of their head.
So they talk like this,
I'm gonna. Yeah.
And never, there's a fine line. So you must have seen people like that. And what sets you other than the evidence that we can see that you actually create, but there must be an element of courage in there that makes you break out of that and say, boom, I'm ready, I'm going, let's roll.
It's easy. I say it's easy, but really it's not easy then.
Yeah.
What I mean is, when you can see visually what you don't want to be like, then there's only one other option. It's to start looking for what you want to be like.
Mm. Most definitely.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And growing up, our black culture has given us so many role models what not to be like.
Yeah.
It was easy for me to say, I don't want to be like that.
Wow.
So let me go and find myself.
Mm. That's amazing.
And the pressure, and the pressure to take some notes.
Take some notes.
It's always good, sure, right? Because the pressure, when you talk about breaking out, and people fear that which they don't understand.
Yeah.
Visionaries are rarely understood. Mm. Yeah. Right. You might have a partner that believes in you. Mm. Yeah. I best believe you dream alone.
Yeah.
She faces east, you face west.
Yeah.
You all dream alone. Mm. Okay. So when you come out with these ideas, they can be terrifying. Mm. And as Dexter said, there are people in our society that have given us bad name, how not to live our life, how not to condition our life. Sure. So even then, when you came up, what was the first idea that you came up with? And what was the reaction to the system that you said,
Ceiling, basically, that was in place for you?
What was the reaction from the system? That system could be...
From your society, family, your environment.
Yeah.
So what was the glass ceiling? Say, for example, you came out with this clothing line. I mean, because in 2003, you came up with...
2003, I came out with my entertainment company.
Entertainment company. That's big already. You understand? So obviously...
Because there was no music. There wasn't YouTube.
Okay.
It wasn't iTunes.
Yeah. So what was the reaction? What was the reaction of your people? Because you understand, like, obviously, like, if you grew up in the society that we grew up in, it's like, you know, it's you have that one man mentality. It's like, you're gonna end up just like the other previous people have been. Yeah. So what was your reaction against that?
Like, I've always known that it's possible.
Yeah, okay.
Especially when I've seen other humans do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what makes me know it's possible.
Yeah.
So I've never tried to do something that I haven't seen.
Mm. Yeah.
And what I saw is, I saw Jay-Z build Rockefeller.
Mm.
But then I also saw Starbucks cam.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Starbucks when I was starting.
Yeah.
But I saw Starbucks come and do what they've done. I saw Harry Potter come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Big up JK Rowling on that.
You gotta know
for sure
what's going on around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know what's going on around you, then your aspirations change.
Mm.
Because then you start to see bigger.
Okay.
You start to, you know, like me now. If you fast forward, I know we was talking about when he first started the glass ceiling, but if you just fast forward to where I am just right now, a lot of people might not know who I look up to.
Mm.
Or a lot of people might not know who I would like to do business with.
Yeah.
But I like to do business. I would like to do business with Mola Yogurt. I would love to do business with Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, not the rapper. Like,
put it out
Eminem,
there.
The sweets,
put it out there.
You know what I mean?
Put it out there.
I want to be in business with Haribo.
Receive that.
Yeah.
You understand? That blessing. So, yeah.
I don't know what everyone else is doing because I'm not trying to copy my man. He's got a clothing line in, you know what I mean? Like, I understand what Damian John's done, like FUBU, like For Us, By Us. You got to understand what's really happened.
What's really happened?
When you understand what's really happened, then you understand how you can have an effect, how you can get involved.
Mm.
All I do, and this is my secret, all I do, I copy the big boys.
Oh my God.
But because no one's looking at the big boys, you think I come up with everything.
Right there's a mic drop.
Mic drop moment.
You're going to get a mic drop. Yeah, like, you get that on the podcast version only.
Like, it says, what's that say? There's nothing new under the sun. So you just got to copy whoever is doing the best.
Yes.
So would you say that, you know, your environment was the drive for you to get out the situation that you was in?
My environment it's crazy to even say my environment because a lot of people don't know what my environment was.
Mm.
But what I can say is that my environment gave me all the hunger I needed.
That's
my environment gave me all the risk taking that I was allowed to take. Like, you got to think, this is me just talking off the cuff. If we grew up as drug dealers, if we understand or overstand the risk that you take when becoming a drug dealer, the risk that you take with the money that you invest in it, the risk that you take by carrying it.
Yeah.
So you're carrying it around every day. Mm. The risk that you take by approaching someone to find out if they smoke or if they don't. The risk that you take by selling someone something to know if they're in it. The risk that you take by buying a watch or a car that's making other people now have their eyes on you. Like, you're taking loads of risks.
Yeah,
definitely.
So when I tell you to come over this side and take some risks.
That's it.
With a small business.
Oh my God, yeah.
What's so scary?
What's so scary? For
like,
sure.
Bro, do you know how I've grown up?
Yeah.
This world's not scary. How I grew up was scary.
Mm.
This ain't scary no more. I remember a boy said to me one time, like, wow, so you just go America and you just walk down this road, or you just go China and you just go. I said, bro, I grew up in Brixton.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, I'm not talking New York. Yeah, I'm talking old Brixton.
Front line.
It can't be that much more scary.
Scarier than,
you understand? Unless we're talking about, okay, if you go Iraq and then when you're just walking, the bomb goes off. Like, I haven't pictured that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anything else risky, that's not risky to me.
It's not risky.
Like, okay, the risk and the fear of not having.
Yeah.
The fear of not having, I've never had. How about that? Like, as in, we've had, because, you know, there has been good times. There's been a lot of good times. I haven't just grown up on the streets and rarely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as in the risk of, okay, let's put it simpler. The risk of being zero. I'll probably show you my bank account now and I'm on zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero means nothing. It's because money means nothing.
Yeah.
Money's success ain't measured by money. And that's why we're all getting confused.
For sure, for sure.
And it's really frustrating because it's like going back to the question now, which is my ceiling. When I first was starting, I wasn't this powerful. So I would always second guess myself because the majority wants to do something different.
For sure.
The majority doesn't understand me.
Yeah.
The majority is not doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like, am I really trying to do this? What? Bro, why is not listening? Why am I doing this mad thing by myself? You know what I mean? But then, like I said, I ain't following you guys.
Yeah.
I'm following the people who has done it.
Yeah.
So I know it's possible.
Different lanes. Sure. Different lanes in life. And most definitely, when you, the whole notion of copying, not really like copying. This is a blueprint.
You're supposed to copy.
You're supposed to copy.
You follow something and then you tweak it.
For sure. You do your own version.
Your own interpretation. Even down to fashion now.
Yeah.
Let me give you a fashion gem where I understand. In fashion right now, a lot of people think I can't bring out this color, or I can't bring out this shape, or I can't bring out this kind of look.
Mm.
When you understand what the word or the sentence follow fashion means, it actually means follow fashion.
Mm.
You follow the fashion.
The trends.
Mm. The trends.
The trends,
but if the first person comes out with it, what do you think that if Gucci came out with something that Louis Vuitton not going to copy, and then this person, and then this person, then Primark, and then Rere, and then George.
That's the hierarchy.
We've all got
it, true.
But in different versions.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, I brought out a rose jumper, rose dress and a rose jumper one time, and I realized it was rose range time, because Gucci came out of Rose Range, Primark had Rose Range, Moolah Cake had Rose Range.
Yeah.
No one's copying each other. Mm. It's just, we're putting out Rose Fashion right now.
Yeah.
Sure, for sure.
Let's join Rose Fashion.
Yeah.
I just put my tweak on it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, this you're supposed to follow the blueprint.
Because if you don't follow, your business will flop. Now, let me give you a prime example.
Like they say, don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. Because, for example, like BlackBerry. I remember when BlackBerry came out, everybody was on BBM. I was on BBM. But I feel like where they went wrong, they didn't want to copy nobody.
They don't want to innovate.
Yeah, they didn't want to advance.
Like, people say that there's this new phone, it looks like that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to.
It's supposed to.
Everyone uses iPhones. Let me put something that looks like it's a new thing. And then I say, no, but what my one's got is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, we're going it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I now feel the power is in copying.
Yeah.
Me just copying the right thing, obviously.
Yeah.
So I now live my life for people to copy.
Yeah.
I want you to copy.
Yeah.
Like I know a girl who proper is like an entrepreneur.
Mm.
But she wasn't like that before when I first met her. It's because she watches me so much.
Yeah, man.
And then near the beginning, I was thinking, oh, why is this girl doing everything? Man, why is she trying to, now she's doing. Then I thought,
good.
That's what I want her to do. I'm here to inspire her, to make her know you're allowed to be a motivational speaker.
Mm.
You're allowed to do workshops. You're allowed to do classes.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do this. You're allowed.
Do it. Because you're a leader.
You're a leader.
And that is the true essence of being a leader. You create leaders.
Yeah.
Leaders stand, but you see behind them lots of leaders.
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes in society, in different cultures, you find once you get to a certain level, and you spoke about earlier about you have to raise other people. When you reach a certain level, you've got to raise everybody up. Mm-hmm. Do that, because I would not copy Dexter Lax's point that verbatim, but I treat Ron Agis because, again, the blueprint is there. Mm. He's walked the walk.
Yeah.
So it's all I need to do is say, follow the footprint.
Mm. Sure.
Now, my footprint might be slightly bigger.
Bigger, you know, or smaller,
It's tread.
The pattern and the way.
Do you understand?
The way,
there's no fear. Fear is something that a lot of people fail to. And sometimes the fear, you got to take a look at what you're really scared of.
For sure, yeah.
You know, this is when we talk about friendships when we're driving in, you know, and how much sometimes we value friendship when it's not been truly, truly tested.
We
fear of upsetting our friends.
Mm.
You know, I've got this thing whereby I use the believability test all the time. And like, if I take advice from a friend, it's out of respect I listen to you because you're my friend. Yeah. I assume you've got my best interest, right?
Yeah.
But I know deep down from my experience in life and the books that I've read is if I accelerate a bit too much, psychologically, if you're not keeping pace with me, you want to bring me back down.
Yeah, for sure.
You understand? So that you feel you haven't lost me anymore.
Like in the rap world, Meek will say, if you don't feed the wolves, they will put you on the menu.
Ooh, that is a hard, that's a mic drop. Alice to me, I missed that. I really missed that.
That's
right,
what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm about. So the believability test works like this. If you haven't shown me you've done whatever you're doing that I've come for your advice for at least twice or three times, so it showed replication and showed understanding, I take you with as an opinion.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah.
A lot of people I've seen get destroyed by taking opinions.
Someone's opinion.
Yeah. You know, and it could be your mum.
That can be detrimental.
So let me
go ahead.
We're gonna talk about entitlement. Entitlement, when I mean entitlement, entitled to a title. So we're saying mum, dad, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, uncle. Now you've been given these titles and it puts a belief system on a child that makes you believe that these people are higher than you. Mm. That's how it's made you think.
Mm.
They're older than you and they are your blood family, but their title doesn't make them higher than
you. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Like you can have more knowledge than your sister.
Yeah.
You can have more knowledge than your dad.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Can be more stronger than your brother. You can be more successful than do you understand?
Yeah.
It's just, that's like everyone's a human.
Yeah.
There's only one thing different. Male, female.
Yeah, and we're in the information age.
It's true.
So there's an equalizer out there.
Yeah.
And I can break bread with you on that subject whereby there's hierarchy in, you see in families, you know, firstborn, secondborn,
and all that.
And there's thirdborn, where do I fit in? I don't know.
Yeah.
And youngest.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You get that, you get sibling rivalry, all that kind of stuff. But if you look at it from a caveman's perspective, yeah, and I understand right now we're in the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no rules anymore. You understand? This is why you got the Gender Equality Act and all that kind of stuff. And really, women could do everything a man can do because whereby you need muscle and brawn, they can have mechanical devices that allow them to do the same thing.
For sure.
So testosterone, forget all of that kind of stuff. So we're at a point whereby there's equalization.
Mm.
So there's this flat, linear thing. Now, it's what do you know?
What do you know?
A caveman will know if you've got twins. The first one that comes, one baby comes out first.
Has to.
Yeah.
But that one that came out first might see life first. It has to see life first.
Yeah.
And that, could, in those environments, could give you the advantage, that split second.
Mm-hmm.
But not today.
Not today.
Not today, whereby you got kids in school who are coding.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Who hold wealth the size of governments.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Who employ people.
Yeah.
You know? Who fire people. Can you imagine being fired by somebody half your age?
Yeah. 17,
19. This is
the proper rule.
You know what I mean? You go to work suited and booted, and they go to work, you know, Vans up.
Yeah.
Ripped jeans, ripped jeans, just a plain t-shirt.
Yeah.
And they're telling you how to behave.
Mm.
They don't like your conduct. They don't understand why you don't play table tennis at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't understand why you don't play arcade games.
Yeah.
This is the game changer, the equalizer. So in this day and age, whereby everybody has access to information. Mm. And Dexter, the last time we were here, we talked about reading. And I'm glad every time I'm here, there are books. You know what? I'm like Magpie. I look around for the books, which one I can either pinch or
very, very.
You know, I'm trying to get onto that reading this year because, listen, like in school, reading used to give me a headache.
Why used to give you a headache? Please. It's because it's programmed into you two ways. Yeah. One, the people in the normal world would say you need knowledge.
It's true.
And straight away, they didn't tell you what knowledge is. Mm. So you straight away thought knowledge, I have to read books.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, because you go to school at that time, it's like, right, reading books is a part of school.
Yeah.
I've been doing too much school. I don't like it. You're reluctant to be involved. But then the other thing is, you know when they say, if you want to hide something from a black man, you put it in the book.
Mm.
Like, it's true, but it's unfair.
Yeah.
Because we wasn't told that knowledge is power.
Yeah.
We just been told knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Let me make you understand the sentence, which is the same word.
Break it down.
Knowledge is power. That's how they say it.
Yeah.
So they now all make you think, well, I need some knowledge so I can get powerful.
Yeah.
So straight away, people will start thinking, let me read like 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah. That's
a powerful book as well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But if you read it in a certain manner, you might take it the wrong way and lead
interpretations
to a different... Everyone's interpretation of something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. What I now understand of the word knowledge, the word knowledge means knowing.
Mm.
Oh God, here we go.
So if you know something...
Hey,
then your knowledge
mic drop. You better preach. You better preach.
So we're scared of our young people saying, well, you need knowledge. Knowledge is power. They're thinking, well, where am I getting knowledge from? What's knowledge? Knowledge is just knowing.
Yeah.
So you got to know something. So now what you got to know is like, for instance, that noise.
Mm.
I'm learning Spanish.
Mm. Yeah.
I now know I can get an app and I can just learn Spanish.
It's amazing.
So when I'm now saying to my son, son, learn Spanish with me. Mm. That rather, no, man, I already go to school for long.
It's true.
So watch it.
Yeah.
That is like me saying, well, you got to have knowledge. So he's thinking, well, knowledge school.
Yeah.
I said, son, I don't care what you learn in school.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to learn Spanish with me so we can run around the world and make our business bigger. He's like, oh, okay. And I'm not telling you to go to learn Spanish, let's sit down in a classroom. I'm saying we can do it in our hub.
Yeah.
We can make the teacher come to our house. We can do it on an app.
Mm.
Knowing is different to telling people you got to have knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowing things in life makes you powerful.
Most definitely.
Just knowing stuff.
Because as a youngin' myself, the slang, I feel like slang has really destroyed our young people 100%. In a sense.
Just like fast typing.
Fast typing, all that. I remember growing up, like slang was the thing. But obviously, like now when I'm older and I want to articulate with...
So you wish you can speak the Queen's English?
Man, I wish. I really wish.
It's not just all the way the Queen's English. Yeah. Just like, I wish I knew all the good words.
Yeah. Just to articulate yourself in a decent manner.
I don't have no one to feed nothing.
For sure.
Back straight.
And I feel like
straight, powerful.
For sure. And I feel like our environment, like of the environment that we live in as black people, obviously like ends, they look down upon that. Yes. Oh, this guy, man, you're nerdy, innit?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I didn't want to be like. Until I turned 23.
Because man says nerdy for sure. Nerds.
For sure.
And the way things are going in society.
The nerds are winning.
The nerds are really winning.
Most definitely. And also,
I want to be a nerd.
I guarantee, quote me on this. Within the next 5 years, you know about protected characteristics, like your gender, like your sexual persuasion, like your faith. These are protected. You cannot judge somebody against it. Soon, being a nerd is going to be a protective characteristic because there are going to be so many people, non-nerds, out of work, broke,
Knowing what to do,
pissed off with society, and they're going to take it out on nerds.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be a protective characteristic. Just to build, because when they say we build, don't build to destroy, we build to build you up.
Mm-hmm.
So how my dad talking about knowledge, and you're bang on right, he said knowledge comes from three things, three C's.
Yeah.
Conscious.
Mm.
Contact. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Clear, conscious contact with something makes you have knowledge about something.
Clear, conscious. That makes proper sense.
Yeah.
If you don't have...
But look what he done though. He broke down knowledge to you.
He broke that knowledge down.
That's not fair. Everyone else just got told knowledge is power. You need knowledge.
Yeah.
My dad was coming.
Now we're thinking,
what's knowledge?
Exactly. And again, words are so important. And this is what it's
words
about.
Words are important.
Yeah.
Take your time. You know what? The best punishment you can give your child, right? It's not put away the PlayStation. You know what I mean? Sit on the bottom stair or whatever. How go to bed? No one knows. Give him a dictionary.
Yeah.
Tell them, give me 20 words, new words, wicked, and spell those words verbatim. Give me
the meaning of them.
Yeah. I'll give me different meanings, different words to describe that word. Mm. Increase the vocabulary, because knowledge has two words. Yeah. Has two words. Two words in knowledge.
Yeah.
Check it out. You got knowing, as Dexter said, in knowledge.
Yeah.
You got a ledge. Do you know what a ledge is? Mm. Have you walked upon a cliff and now there's a ledge and you can fall off the edge?
Yeah.
And if you notice, if you, someone asks you a question that you don't know, you're moving closer to that ledge that you're going to fall off. Yeah. And that's why when you're questioned about something you know nothing about and they keep the heat on you, kids do it to parents all the time. Mm. Why is the sky blue? You give them a false answer because you don't know. You're moving closer to that ledge. Your kids, being kids, ask you again. I don't get the answer, Dad. Yeah. Why is the sky blue? You give another foolish answer. Mm. Oh, because God painted it blue. But why did he paint it blue? You're moving closer to that ledge and your heart starts to palpitate. Mm. You understand? Because there's a ledge for all knowing.
Mm.
So to keep yourself away from the ledge where you fall off, you got to keep reading. You got to read to inspire. Read. I read books backwards. I got it from China.
Mm.
Some Chinese philosophy. Read your book backwards. In fact, Chinese do read their books backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to the end first. Because if you struggle reading, it's a good, just a quick tip. Read the last chapter. Yeah? And then go back to the beginning of the book and just read bits and pieces of each chapter. That's all, just skim read. Just bits and pieces. Skim. Then you'll know what the context of the book's about. A lot of us are terrified of reading because we don't know where you're going to take me.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave me emotionally compromised?
What if I told you when I was a kid and I found, the day I found out that the back of the book tells you what's in the book, like tells you what the book's about.
Yeah.
I started reading more.
There you go.
Because I would look at a book and I'd be like, I don't want to read this.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, the deduction,
I
mean, like.
That's but exact, then I read that, the back that's yeah. exactly, and it sounded all right.
That's exactly.
I'm going to take your advice. No, I'm going to take your advice.
That's
exactly what I did.
Or recommendations.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean about recommendations. Recommendations from people you look up to. Mm. People you admire.
Yeah, for sure.
You are so much more. MikeDropClub.com. Make life boom.